The Winchester House is 200-400 miles up the road in San Jose. Here's the story. Sarah Winchester inherited the Winchester rifle fortune when her husband died. Now, Sarah was a little superstitious and she used to see psychics. And the psychic convinced her that the money she inherited was cursed. It's cursed by the ghosts of all the people who were killed with Winchester rifles. So the psychic convinced her the only way to shed the curse was to move from the East Coast to the West Coast, to buy a little tiny Cape house, and to build and build and build onto it in odd and unusual ways so that she could confuse the ghosts and they wouldn't haunt her. The house we're looking at is what she ended up with from a little small cape. Now you really can't appreciate the size of this compound until you see an aerial view of it. And that red arrow there is that frontal view on top. It's massive. Sarah built for 38 straight years. I'm not going to read everything she put into it, but look at some of these things. In 1890s dollars, $5.5 million. 160 rooms, 40 bedrooms, almost 1,800 windows, some of them by Tiffany. 487 doorways with 950 doors. I guess some of them were doubles. How'd you like a summer job painting this house at over 20,000 gallons of paint? It's massive, it's crazed. She did things like build rooms with half-height ceilings, so instead of 9 feet, they're 4.5. She built stairways into the roof. She built windows to nowhere. She built doorways, second-story doorways, that open up with no stairways down, all to confuse the ghost. But we can listen to that story and make some observations. Sarah was many things. Building and retrofitting for 38 years, a little crazy, well-funded, driven to constantly build and to change, but always focused on the technical, the next room, the next staircase, the next whatever. And she built an awful lot of stairways to nowhere. She wasn't alone. She had good company with most of the folks in this room with haircuts like mine. Right? We've been building the same thing for 38 years. IT platforms absolutely mirror the Winchester House. It goes back as far as ENIAC, which is before my time, thankfully. The next big improvement were mainframes. Beyond that, the introduction of the PC in the mid-80s. The client server was going to solve every problem you ever had with mainframes and PCs. Remember that? E-business boom and bust, or semi-bust. And now we're convinced that services and distributed architectures and so forth are the way to go, cloud computing. That's the hardware look at Winchester House, but our programming history mirrors it as well. Back in the 60s, we wrote spaghetti code. Why? Because it was about 640K of memory in the mainframe. You had more of that than an old DOS PC in the 80s. And folks had to write programs that would fit inside that very small memory, so they wrote them linearly. 70s, we said, it's time to throw away all that spaghetti code. We have a better way, structured COBOL. The thing to realize here is what was the unit of work that we produced for customers, for our users. We had green screen applications that said add a customer, update credit, whatever it was, but they accomplished a unit of work that made sense to the business. In the 80s, it takes over everything. Need to throw away all that COBOL. That stuff's no good anymore. Let's replace it. But we lost that focus on let's do a piece of work that makes sense for the business. What did we build? We built radio buttons and drop-down list boxes, things that were reusable to programmers, but beyond the GUI interface, didn't do much for our users. In the 90s, we figured out that object stuff was pretty good, but it wasn't very portable. And today, we're convinced so is the answer. What I'd like to do is make an observation beyond. We've got to get away from throw everything away that you once had because this new stuff is much better. But I'll make another observation that says we take the units of work transactions that the green screens were and the reusability that OO brought us and the portability that components brought us. And I contend that SOA and services are simply the culmination of the last 3 decades. One's not better or worse, they're steps in history along the way. So the point of this is, whether you weren't around for the mainframes or you were, which technology you now own isn't the point. The point is, we've reached the point where the burden of existing technology is killing us.